Welcome to the American Football Show, powered by EP Sports. EP Sports is the top supplier in the UK for all your American football needs, helping players and coaches reach their potential since 2007. Check them out at epsports.co.uk. Today, we are super excited to have another Elf baller on the show. Joining us, we have wide receiver Quentin Pounds, former University of Washington Husky and current Cologne Centurion. Good evening, Quentin. How are you doing?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Yeah, not too bad.
All good.
A bit unaccustomed to the rabid heat England's getting right now.
And Scotland. It's even rarer in Scotland. So you're with the Cologne Centurions now. So tell us about your journey from when you start playing football to football in college to playing in Germany. How did that all happen?
I've been playing football since I was 6 years old. Crazy thing is I actually started playing for the Centurions, the Cypress Centurions back where I live.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then I played for the Centurions all the way until I was in the, to my freshman. No, I played all the way until I got to college, actually, because all throughout Pop Warner, I played for the Cypress Centurions. And then when I was in seventh and eighth grade, still the Cypress Centurions. And I went to high school, and the high school I went to was the Cypress Centurions. So 9 through 12, I played for the Centurions. And then when I got to, from there, I went to the University of Washington, went and played wide receiver. I tore three ACLs, actually, at the University of Washington, two on my right, one on my left.
Jesus.
But I'll tell you what, I do feel like I've never torn an ACL in my life before at the moment right now. I feel completely perfect. And going to play for the Cologne Centurions, I was actually one day at the gym, and then they're contacting me, and then I called them. They called me, and I was like, who's this number? Like, I don't know who this is. I'm not going to answer. And then and they left me a message, and I was like, oh, shoot, let me call them back. And I called them back, and first thing Coach Hardenberg said, he's like, how would you like to be a Centurion once again? And I mean, I've been waiting to play football for a long time at that moment. So just hearing that I can be able to play football again and be able to hear that I'm playing for Centurions, and I've been a Centurion like my whole life, it was a no-brainer for me.
One crazy thing I noticed today when I was doing some, well, a couple of days ago, I was doing some research. I was looking at some of your clips. I've actually seen that catch you made before. It was in like a compilation.
Against Colorado. Unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. Unbelievable yeah. Catch.
That was so cool. I watched it like 20 times.
Yeah, it was that moment was a crazy moment. I remember I had like everything planned out for like if I score or something like that. And then once I scored, it was just unreal. Like everybody was screaming. I couldn't hear anything that was going on in my head. And I just started screaming with everybody, started celebrating my teammates. And then I got to the sideline and everybody was so pumped, and they just were punching me, hitting me in the head. And I have asthma. So like by the time I got like 30 yards through all my teammates, I was like, inhaler, where's my inhaler? Like I was so tired. But yeah, that was a crazy moment in my life.
That's so awesome. And so did you always kind of start playing as wide receiver?
So when I first grew up, I was when I was really young, I played quarterback. And as I started to get a little bit older, I was playing running back. And then I actually played running back. Well, I played wide receiver. I played running back my freshman year in college. I mean, high school. And then it's my sophomore year, I went to wide receiver. My junior, I went to running back. And then my senior year in high school, I actually played more running back than I did wide receiver. I probably played wide receiver like 5 to 8 plays a game. And I actually got recruited in college to play cornerback, actually, play DB. I had most of my offers for DB, and then the University of Washington, I had my offer for DB, but they said I could choose whatever one I wanted, and I ended up choosing to play wide receiver just because, I mean, like you guys saw that crazy catch. I like to make crazy catches and stuff like that, and I feel like any ball that's thrown my way, I can catch the ball, no matter how hard it is. I feel like I can make any catch, so that's why I chose receiver.
That's so awesome. And yeah, it's obviously a nice bit of fate that you've ended up with the Centurions as well.
Yeah.
And so kind of with them, tell us about kind of you've flown over there beginning of May, you said. What's the kind of training regime going on? How does it differ from playing at a D1 university?
It's a little bit different from playing at the university. A lot of people at the university, I mean, obviously, if like from the university I came from, there's better talent. But coming here and playing, you just see a lot of people that actually like, appreciate being able to play football, especially with the whole Corona thing going on. People being able just to play football again and get back out there. And especially with the group of guys that we have on our team, every single day, they're just happy to be out there. If you ever seen any footage or anything about our practice, you'll hear me yelling, screaming, yeah, left and right, just getting the guys going, just being excited to be out there. Cause I'm probably the most excited person to be out there every day. Cause I just appreciate it every single day. Cause I know within three ACLs, any day could be taken away from you. So every day I just appreciate it. And, but being out there with the Cologne Centurions, from the first day that I got here, watching them play to now, like, you wouldn't even believe that was us back then on the first day I got here. Like, we're a whole new different group of guys, starting to build that chemistry together, that brotherhood. And you're seeing a lot of people really take the next step from where they were in the first day when I got here.
So have most of the team been together since the start of May? Because there's a few people we've spoken to that have been a little late joining the teams. So I'm guessing it's going to be a huge advantage for you if you've been all together for a while.
Yeah, a lot of it's been together for a while. We haven't really added like anybody in like that. So that's why I said we've been building that chemistry because we all have been there to practice day in, day out, grinding together, getting people together on the off days, whether it's receivers and receivers going to work out together, DBs and DBs going to work out together. Everything that I know, I've been trying to teach everybody, all my receivers, everything that I know. Because we're only as strong as our weakest link, and I know that. So I want everybody to get better day in and day out.
Do you notice that kind of in the wide receiver room especially, not necessarily do you command more respect than anyone, but with yourself having gone through the American system, which is pretty much better than most of Europe has to offer, do you have guys looking up to you and kind of trying to look, kind of rub off the effects that you've already had onto them?
Yeah, I know a lot of them. I mean, they'll tell me like after a certain route that I, even if I got the ball or didn't get the ball, they're like, "Oh my god! Like I saw you do this and this. Like, how do you go about doing that and this?" And I mean, before that, I already knew like every rep has to be an example rep. It can't be a rep that I take off because I mean, there's not time for that at this moment anymore. Like we're getting closer and closer to season. I mean, every single rep has to be all you got or nothing. And so every rep I go out there, I make sure I'm doing everything that I'm talking to them about because I don't want to be someone talking about something and then not doing what I talk about. So just trying to lead by example each rep that I do. And so when I'm coaching them and teaching them things, whether they want to listen or not, they see that I'm actually doing the things that I'm coaching them.
So have you been surprised by the level of American football knowledge that other European players have? I guess you haven't had much interaction, obviously, with COVID, with fans. What did you think the knowledge was going to be like when you came over?
What did I think it was going to be like? Like the city or like football-wise?
The knowledge, the American football knowledge of people in Europe.
Oh, honestly, I didn't think it was going to be like nothing too crazy because I know like soccer is more of a big thing out here and stuff like that. They have a lot of other sports before football here. So I didn't really consider people to be like, oh, this and this about football and football. But I mean, like I said, when I take some of the receivers and like on the off days and I talk to them about football and I'm teaching them like this and this, and I'm using certain words, they get it. And they're not like, what are you talking about? And I mean, we have a couple receivers, but there's one receiver that when we go work out the next practice, he'll go and do everything that I taught him. And I'm just like, hold on, you might be doing this better than me now. Like, I'm teaching you this. And like,
you're really, so good to hear.
Yeah, he's really listening and like applying it to his game. And when I watch him play, I'm just like, wow. Like, and he keeps telling me, thank you. I'm like, no, thank yourself for just believing in me. Like, it's not me. I'm just happy I can teach you something, but I'm glad that you're going out there and being able to put it to use.
Next game's coming up in about 2 weeks, I think. How's like the team's attitude and opinion going into that? How are things looking? I guess everyone's super excited for it.
Yeah, we know that the game's coming up. And I mean, our practice yesterday on Tuesday, we came up together before practice and we're like, we talked about how the game's right around the corner. Every rep, we got to be going full speed like we're playing the game. So when we get to the game's easier than practice. We got to treat everything. We got to pay attention when we're not in, get those mental reps. So our mindset's there for sure. We're treating every day like it's a game. Our last Saturday practice, same thing. Because we're not just playing for the game, we're fighting for our spots too. And no one has a guaranteed spot right now. So everyone's out there competing, just trying to be the best they can be.
I'm getting like chills just remembering how like good training every week is, and just like being with the boys. I miss it, man.
Yeah, it's fun.
So you mentioned your other wide receivers. What other players should we look out for on Cologne? And do you know any other players from any of the other teams?
I mean, from our team, I mean, I just have to, I might just be giving you the list of the whole receivers. I mean, every day I'm like, I see this dude come out here and do something amazing. And then I'm like, I haven't really seen this dude. And then next thing you know, he's out there making plays too. And I'm just like, wow. And then this, it's just like every receiver is just like, okay, here comes one receiver. And he's like, hold on, I'm competing for my job too. And he steps up and he does something good too. So, I mean, it's hard just to individually call out one person. But I mean, like I said, the receiver group, I mean, we're stacking days of getting better. Yeah. I haven't seen like, hey, he's not looking like he's on his A game today. Like, it's everybody's looking like they're really getting better every day.
And is there anyone else in the league that you're kind of in the LF that you're familiar with from previous kind of college or anything like that?
I know Justin Rogers on the Hamburg Sea Devils plays DB. Me and him used to train together.
Okay.
But besides that, I don't really know anybody else that's on any of the other teams.
Yeah, it's pretty broad range of countries playing, to be fair. So it's a bit hard to expect you're going to know them. Kind of off the back of that topic, for all the listeners, like, why should people be supporting the Centurions over any other team?
Why should they be supporting the Centurions over any other team? I would just say because you're getting a team that's just you're getting the full experience out of you're getting a team that's not out there just lollygagging around trying to get to game day. You're getting a team that's every day they're honest with themselves. If there's a good practice or if there's a practice that we know that we can get better at, we know we can always get better no matter how good we do. But at the end of the practice, we rate our practice to see how good we did. And we tell people when it's a bad rep, when it's a good rep. We give people credit when they do good. We tell people that they can do better than this because we know our players' potential and we know our team's potential. So you're getting a team that – you know, they're every day they're honest with yourselves and they're going to be giving their full effort, trying to be the best they possibly can be.
So if you want the team that graphs, you go for the Cologne Centurions. And so kind of you're in Cologne right now. Have you been, obviously pandemic's not being helpful for this, but is there any other cities in Europe you want to visit, you have visited? Is there anywhere you really want to end up playing at?
I want to go to Paris. I mean,
yeah.
main reason why I want to go to Paris is just so I can go to the Eiffel Tower and be like, is that the Eiffel Tower? But yeah, I just want to be able to, I mean, I've never been out of the country before. It's my first time. So, I mean,
while I'm out here, okay. Jesus.
I know it's football and I know it's business, but at the same time, this is a once in a life opportunity and I'm not,
absolutely.
I know what I'm doing. So I want to be able to go experience and go visit places that I may never go again. So
yeah, man, you got to get around as much as you can and just soak it all in. Yeah. Is there any kind of cities you obviously mentioned Paris? Is there any kind of countries or cities you want them to enter the ELF in the future? I mean, like London Monarchs are obviously getting hindered a lot, Amsterdam, stuff like that.
I'm not too sure. I know like cities I just want to visit. I want to go visit Hamburg because, like I said, the dude that I know in Hamburg, and I also have another player that plays in the GFL. He plays quarterback for a team, so I want to go visit him. And then another team in Munich, a receiver that I trained with, he also plays for the GFL. Also,
okay,
gives you a good opportunity to travel, come over, work, and do a bit of traveling at the same time. So
yeah, definitely.
You went to uni in Washington. You're from Cali. Who's your NFL team?
The crazy thing about me is like I don't have favorite NFL teams. I have favorite players, okay. And wherever like my majority of favorite players are, that's what I choose. Basketball, like I know you said NFL, but basketball wise, like I go with LeBron James. So wherever he goes, I'm a fan of that team. I've loved LeBron since he's entered the league. But NFL wise, my favorite team, I would say, is the Chiefs. I'm not a bandwagon. I guess you can call me a bandwagon. I don't really care. But I like him because I like watching Travis Kelce. I like watching Tyreek Hill. I like watching Patrick Mahomes sling the ball left and right. I love the offense that they run. Like, that's like a dream to play in the offense that just throws the ball that much.
Not crazy offense.
I don't mind blocking at all. So like blocking's fine with me too. But I just love like every game I watch. Last year when I watched, like that was the most I've ever watched NFL season before, because normally I'm like always doing football or something during it. And last year I wasn't doing anything, so I was just watching it. And being able to watch Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, I'm just like all over the field, just staring at them, watching their routes, watching how their combinations are going, watching how they shred defenses in half. It's just amazing watching those guys.
So can you watch a game? I'm always interested in this. As a fan, can you completely detach yourself? Or as you said, are you always watching what the receivers are running, what defense, what offense? Can you just relax and just watch a game?
I don't think I can, honestly. Because no matter what, even if it's not the Chiefs that I'm watching and I'm watching another NFL team play, and say if they're the ball receiver and he drops the ball, I'm like, how do you drop that or something? Like, I can't help it, but to like put myself in the receiver's mindset and the receiver's body of like how they're playing and stuff like that. Just think about, this is the defense they're going against. He's getting this coverage. He's got a back shoulder ball. What can he have done and do better or something like that? Like I'm always just thinking like football, yeah. Like whenever I'm watching it for sure too.
And apart from the Chiefs, are there any other kind of particular players you do really watch out for?
I mean, particularly I like to watch OBJ just because of the crazy catches.
Yeah.
I love just seeing the spectacular catches. It gets me out of my seat, gets me jumping. I also like watching Keenan Allen a lot. He's my favorite receiver. Just watching how crisp his routes are, how great his releases are, how much separation he can create without even being the fastest person out there. He can still do all these crazy things, and it's just all just reps, repetition, consistency, technique. So I like watching him a lot too.
And so from then, kind of like previous players, you know, coaches, any kind of personnel, is there any that you kind of have as a role model or you really aspire to kind of follow in their tracks or anything like that?
I like role model wise, Dante Pettis and John Ross, both play on the Giants right now, actually, which is crazy. Because it's considered that we all play together at UW. I got to watch both of them go for 30 plus touchdowns combined in a season between them two. And when I got to watch them actually at UW, I mean, a lot of players, they would sit behind and be like, I want the ball. But I mean, I didn't care at all to go in there and block. And maybe I got like 12 passes that I caught the whole season that year. I didn't care at all, 'cause I got to learn from them the whole year and see how they get open, see how they do this and this, see how they work together as a duo. And, so I really love watching those two play.
I have a very love-hate relationship with John Ross because I love him as a player. I love watching him, but my friend kills me with him on Madden all the time.
Yeah, and I mean, with that speed, he kills anybody.
Yeah. So final question, moving away from football and just having a bit of fun. If you were on a desert island for a year, you've got nothing with you, you get to bring one of each of the following, what are you bringing? So what is the one meal you would want to bring to a desert island that you could have every single day?
That's a tough one. I really love ribeye steaks.
Ooh, yeah.
I can eat that every day, any day.
And you're getting your protein in.
Because when I was in college, my freshman year, it might be a little crazy, but I had steak for 2 to 3 months straight every day. Me and my best friend, we would make steak and then we would just switch up the sides, just going different things left and right. But it would either have to be a ribeye steak or some salmon. I really love some salmon with some vegetables and some white rice. So I actually think I'd go with that.
Very good. Good answer.
I'll go with some salmon with some veggies and some white rice.
Nice. And then you can also get them to forge a raft and swim away as well. So you're good. So you get to bring one album, a musical album from any artist.
Yep, that's easy. I would go with Lil Uzi Vert.
Ooh, okay.
I would go with Love Is Rage 2.
Okay. I know Joe likes him, so it's a shame we've not got him on. You get to bring one celebrity with you, alive or dead. They're going to be alive on the island, though. We have to clarify that now.
Yeah, we're staying in the same category, and we're going with Lil Uzi Vert.
Nice, solid. You get to watch one sports team for the entirety of the year.
One sports team.
For your exception, we'll let you follow a specific player instead.
Yeah.
Dang, that's tough. I don't know. If I got to see year 16 LeBron James, how you played that year, I would watch that. But if you played how you played this year, I would watch the Chiefs and I would watch Tyreek Hill and Travis.
Okay. And finally, you've got water, so you don't need to think about that. But what's the drink you're bringing with you?
I'm a big water guy. So, I mean, I wouldn't say just water. I drink a specific water, which is called Kangen water. It's a true alkaline water. It's like an alkaline machine. Yeah, I'm really big on water. So, like...
I only drink water pretty much, or tea.
Yeah, I drink water, and then here and there, I'll drink like a lemonade or an apple juice. But, like, I wouldn't really take those two. So, I would choose still water.
Man, you're going to have a very healthy year on this island.
I know, I was going to say it. That's really last guy had rum, yes.
Yeah, no, I'm a real simple guy. I don't like to drink, so I stick with water.
Good man. But I mean, thank you. That's the interviewer. Is there any questions you want to ask us, guys?
No questions, but I just want to shout out anybody that's watching this. You can go ahead and follow me on Instagram, qpounds21. I also want to shout out my little sister, Mila. She's my favorite. She is 8 years old. And then my older brother too, Jordan. He is 28 years old. I love both of those two. Those are my rocks.
As Mila and Jordan, they're going to be following you in Cologne Centurions on watching it all live?
Yeah, definitely. My little sister, she FaceTimes me almost every day.
That's so cute.
Sometimes before school, just to say, I hope you have a great day, because she knows when she calls me after school, I'm going to bed. So yeah, just those two, they're always with
really
me
nice
in my heart, and they will be on my cleats when I get my cleats.
Oh, that's amazing. You gotta send us a picture of that when they come out.
Definitely.
But I mean, thank you so much, Clinton, for coming on. It's been a really nice talking to you and learning about kind of your story and how you're going to go on with Cologne. I wish you nothing but the best for the upcoming season. Hope you absolutely smash it. Thank you everyone for listening. Make sure you head over and check out our friends at EP Sports for all your NFL equipment needs. Tim, anything else you want to add before we sign off?
One more thing, shout out to my mom and my dad.
The Pounds family, let's go.
Yeah.